Hello, this is Tech Coffee from Monday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. MIT researchers develop a neural network model that can predict what a person's face looks like based on a short audio clip of their voice. In a non-peer-reviewed research paper published on Archive, the researchers explain how they use a dataset comprised of millions of YouTube to train their speech-to-face model to associate vocal attributes with certain facial features. The AI has the potential for a number of useful applications, such as creating a representative face for people during phone calls, they noted. Makerfare, which owns and licenses events for DIY creators and publishes print magazine Make, stops operations and lays off its staff of 22. Their CEO cited a drop-off in corporate sponsors. The company is working toward an alternative to bankruptcy in an attempt to keep the magazine archives available online and continue licensing events. NASA announces it will make parts of the International Space Station available to more commercial operations, including movie and TV projects. The administration also wants private space companies to submit concepts of semi-permanent modules and habitats, starting in 2020. NASA will accommodate private astronauts. Autonomous trucking company Starsky Robotics has operated a traditional trucking business in stealth for 2 years, and half of the company's employees support that pursuit. As the TechCrunch reports, the company uses 36 trucks for manhauls and has completed around 2,200 shipments. The human-driven business helps to generate revenue and forge partnerships. FedEx opted not to renew its US Express contract with Amazon, which represented 1.3% of total FedEx revenue in 2018. The decision does not affect international agreements, and FedEx noted the change will enable it to focus on the broader e-commerce market. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.